Welcome back to day two of the off-season workouts with your man, CJ Spiller. I got into yoga last year. I was able to hook up with the yoga instructor, Patricia. She used to work with, you know, tons of athletes and, you know, just different people. And the biggest thing that me and her wanted to do was just increase my flexibility, both up in my upper body and my lower body. And, you know, I seen the benefits pay off last year, so I made it a routine that, you know, every off season, every time I come out here, that me and her hook up.
And lift that chest, stretch, abs and curl back.
It's something that's called arc twist, where we pretty much just twisting the body, opening up the lower back, getting that loosened up, and then we did some arc turns where we open up the shoulders, getting them all laddered up and warmed up. And also we did the hip flexors. You seen where I had to put my legs above my head and spread them out and take them down.
The most challenging part for CJ, I would say the flexibility work. He's an athlete that's so tightly wound. He's so explosive that getting him to be more flexible is something in the past 2 years he's really committed to. And you can see the difference in his body.
I'm just naturally just a tight person. So it kind of stretched out my muscles some more and just gave me more flexibility. And also we worked on my core, improving my core strength. That's pretty much where everything starts at. If your core is strong enough, everything else will line up with it.
And ultimately, that's just going to extend his career. You know, being around guys like Emmitt Smith and Larry Fitzgerald, just different guys that have been in the league a long time, those kind of guys spend time on the little things that sometimes the younger guys don't. So I think at a young age, CJ has really understood that and the importance of taking care of your body and not just hitting the weights in the field.
Today is what we call Road Trip Friday, is where we go different places and do workouts. And today consisted of coming out here to the sand dunes. This was my first time this year coming out to the sand dunes. It's a great workout. You do different drills where you sprint up at one time, you might back pedal one time, you side shuffle.
Go!
I had a competition where you race against another partner. You know, you see me and Taylor Mays going with each other. You try to vary your speed with another person. So it's just a great workout. It gets everything going. It's probably the toughest workout right here. Just saying, dude. When I first done it, you know, my legs just couldn't make it anymore. You know, it was probably my first workout that I couldn't really finish. My very first time ever doing these sand dunes. So, but now that my body kind of adjusted to them, that got accustomed to them, I just seen a big improvement where I'm able to continue to push through and understand that, you know, it's not going to kill me. It's only going to make me better. So, you know, I encourage anybody that want to come get some of this good old sand dune training with old me. We'll definitely welcome you out here. Let's push each other, baby boy.
Go!
It always helps when you got a group of guys that's striving to be the best, and that's what they're pushing each other. So everybody is out here trying to get better to have another successful year. So, you know, and also we keep it lighting up. You know, we joking around with each other, just having fun, but at the same time, we're pushing each other, making each other getting better. I really hope you enjoyed these past 2 days with me as we work out. I see you in April back in Buffalo.